أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
کہ ہم سب جانتے ہیں
حضور says as all of us know
گزشتہ کچھ عرصے سے
that for the last some time
دوبارہ کھل کر اسلام پر
for the second time very openly attacks are being made against Islam about the person of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that is being attacked and also people are attacking the Holy Quran and they are trying to defame Islam
وجہ کیا ہے کیوں بدنام کیا جائے
واٹ از دا ریزن وائی دے آر ڈوئنگ سو
یہ ایک ایسا مذہب ہے
دس از بیکاز دے تھنک دیٹ دس از اے ریلیجن وچ از گوئنگ ٹو ریموو دی پرابلمس آف دی ٹائم اینڈ بائی لوکنگ ایٹ دا ہولی قرآن اینڈ دا پیپل آر پیئنگ مور اینڈ مور اٹینشن ٹو اسلام دس از سم تھنگ ڈفرنٹ دیٹ بائی لوکنگ ایٹ دی ایکشنز آف سم مسلمز Some people also have some enmity against Islam. But these Islam opponent campaign and efforts which are being made at this time, these are actually These are also prompting some people to look at the teachings of Islam and try to understand that. And that teaching which has been revealed in the Holy Quran. And that teaching which is according to nature, which is according to law of nature, and truth, based on truth. Those people who are interested in religion, those who are with unbiased, open-minded people, these people, they have pondered over it after reading the message of the Quran, although only from the translation they cannot get the real message of the Quran, and they cannot get those messages which are mentioned in the Holy Quran. But still, we can say, those people who are right-minded people, they are able to understand the message of Islam. Recently, there was a column in a newspaper about a local lady, and the name has been mentioned in Urdu, therefore, if there is some mistake in pronunciation, I'm sorry for that. That lady, by profession, is a journalist.
وجہ سے وہ افغانستان گئیں وہاں جانے کی اجازت نہیں تھی عورتوں کو بہرحال
اینڈ بیکاز آف دیٹ پروفیشن شی وینٹ ٹو افغانستان دی لیڈیز وار جنرلی ناٹ پرمیٹڈ بٹ ہی وینٹ دیئر ان ڈسگائز اینڈ ہی ورک دیئر فار سم ٹائم اینڈ دین شی واز کیپچرڈ And then on this promise she was set free that she will be reading the Holy Quran. She came back and she forgot this promise. But later on when there were some activities against Islam, that reminded her that she had made a promise of reading the Holy Quran. She got hold of a copy of the Quran and read it. And she was greatly shocked that regarding the behavior with ladies and the treatment of ladies and in the teaching, and she realized that those people who show the teaching and the actual the behavior of the Taliban and other people to the ladies was very much different. And after reading the Holy Quran, she accepted Islam. And after when she became Muslim, there was a lot of publicity given. And she was also given an employment in Qatar. So she was brought up in Western country, in the West, and she had secular knowledge as well. So she has now has adopted this policy in journalism that whatever is true, she would always say it true, to call a spade a spade. And whoever the person may be, she would not desist from telling the truth. And there was a conflict on this point between her and the employers, and she had to lose the job. And she went to the court she fought for her right, that these are the rights of ladies, and finally she won the battle, the case, and she got employment somewhere else. Again she was thrown out. Again she went to the court and she won. And she tried to establish that the rights of the Muslim ladies and the rights of a Muslim lady, they should be fully given by the Muslim states. So she has been winning these cases, and on that basis she got further strength in her faith. So the purpose of all this mention is that by reading the Holy Quran, the text of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, she had this faith in the Quran, and that faith was strengthened. And all her experiences which she confronted, they were against that teaching. But she did not criticize the teachings of the Holy Quran, but she waged a jihad against those people who were criticizing Islam. So these are the things when they come before those people who are against Islam. When these things come before them, they are worried whether they are attached to their religion or not. But the enmity against Islam prompts them to do very lowly things against Islam. And this is not something new against the religious communities. This is always the case. And Islam being a universal religion, so this type of thing is done more than any other religion. It is done to Islam more than any other religion. When in Mecca there were few people with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the opponents used to mock at the Muslims. And when the teachings of the Holy Quran enabled some sound-minded people to accept Islam, then they got worried, and then they started opposing Islam. And the same Hadrat Umar, who was bent upon killing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same Umar, when he listened to the one verse of the Holy Quran, he was so much impressed and influenced that he immediately put his head at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty granted him that high position that from among the Khulafa-e Rashideen he was the second to succeed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when people look at these things, the opposition of the non-believers was there, and they were looking that these people are going to overpower our culture and our nation shortly, and our government and control over these people will finish, and these people are going to absorb our generations as well into the fold of Islam. And when the message of Islam further spread, and then some Muslims had to migrate as well. The Holy Prophet ﷺ had to migrate, and he preached the message there. And the non-believers, they realized that now this message is spreading, and our generations are going to be overpowered by these. And when it further expanded, then the governments of Kaiser and Kisra, they also got worried, and they all stood up against Islam. And nowadays, the leaders of all outstanding religions, they are under this fear that Islam should not become dominant and victorious. And as a result of that, they are employing such nasty things against Islam, that even those people who are very kind-hearted and right-minded people, even those people are raising voices against this attitude of their elders. The voices which are being raised in Europe against Islam, we generally take it as the opinion of everyone living in the West, while this is not the fact. Every European is not against Islam. But our reaction is generally very strong. From among them, there are some people, and quite a sizable number of such people is there who do not do like that. For example, recently, about those attacks made against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against that, even in Denmark, the local non-Muslims, they raised a voice against that attitude, that all these things are very immoral and they are not justified. And they raise the same question which I have already mentioned in my previous sermon, that when the killers were captured, then what was the justification of printing these cartoons again? And without any legal proceeding, why they were expelled from two of them were expelled. So that means that there was nothing actually inside substantial. And those voices which are being raised, Huzur says, for example, the TV channels, they have interviewed our missionaries, and they have also mentioned their own opinion. A Danish lady, she was present in the mission house, in Ahmadiyya mission, and right in front of the TV journalist, she said that the publication of these cartoons are very sad. And before that, she was visiting a foreign country, and she used to tell that I am Danish. But now she is afraid of, and she is very shameful of telling that she belongs to Denmark and she is a Danish, after all this, what has happened there. And according to the report that I have received, they have written that for the second time, the publication of these cartoons, generally the Danish people have got a positive thinking about it, and they openly mention it, that this publication is simply a provocation. And in newspapers and in the internet, although there is a mixed feeling there, but there is a prominent group on the internet, the name of Facebook. They have Sorry Muhammad with that title. They have apologized, and a series has begun, and in that more than 6,000 people have already participated in this campaign, and there are a large number of people who have apologized for all that has happened. Although against that there are other people, but their number is not that high. Somebody has written in his comment that where is Denmark? On one side, in the name of helping the Muslims, we are sending forces in Iraq and Iran. And on the other side, we are injuring the feelings of the Muslims by printing these cartoons in Denmark. And somebody has written in a very hysterical way. That it is good to have good morals, but this double moral should be much better than that. And they write that I am sorry for what has been done in Denmark, and I feel that the majority of the people, they have the feelings like me. Then somebody has written that I hope that that the Danish journalist, they would keep the freedom of press in mind, and in future they would be using their pen properly with the proper thinking, and they will do their best to do like that. And somebody has written that this is a misuse of the freedom of press, freedom of speech. A newspaper which has got a maximum circulation in its publication of 25th February has mentioned that on this point I have been permitted, I should be permitted to say, I think this is a very barbaric act that you draw a cartoon of your neighbor and hang it outside where he can also see that. And then hypocritically you claim that you claim to be nice to your neighbor. Because as a neighbor I love that person. And there is also one comment that it's very bad to injure the feelings of your neighbor. And it's very bad to, and this publication of these cartoons is simply absurd and unacceptable. Then another newspaper, which is a religious newspaper in Denmark, it says that the freedom of speech is not threatened by the Muslims, but from the press and ministers and from the journalist. Because these are the people who are not willing to give the freedom of speech to the Muslims and to the press. And Huzur says that another person who is a member of the working committee of a Christian group, he writes, he has written that with reference to Bible, he has written that the publication of cartoon is also against the teachings of Christianity. And he has written that such actions should be called simply a foolish. And then he says that there is a Danish saying that whosoever is granted a position by God, he is given some intellect. And he after that he says that after looking at these things, those people who are at the helm of affair, they appear to be lacking in understanding and wisdom. So this type of comments are being made there, which are being made by the people over there. And this campaign against Islam, as one can see from these cuttings, there are a lot of righteous, right-minded people who are not at all a part of it. This is a very big campaign which is being carried out, and maybe just one cartoonist or a few members of Member of Parliament or some politicians are not only involved, but actually there is much deeper than that, and there is a bigger conspiracy behind it, and there are powers behind it. Those who are terrified, who are afraid of Islamic teachings, and they don't want their people to understand that the teachings of Islam, what is the real teaching of Islam, and they want to establish their superiority on in the name of religion. And those are the people who show their enmity against Islam for the last 1500 years. And various types of people are involved in this campaign. They are establishing the concept of setting up partners with Allah in the world. And earlier on, this Arabic channel which was closed, that was actually under the influence of Christians who impressed upon some governments, and they were able to close that. So these people, how can they allow this teaching of Islam to prosper, which is so openly against setting up partners with Allah? While these people, whether they do it in the name of religion or in politics, but they are actually trying to become God in this world, and they are going to become the owners of this world, and they want to become the Rabb of the whole world. So these big minds, these are actually people, these are the people who are actually involved in this conspiracy against Islam. They are afraid of the fact that if Islam is spread, then the status of other religions will be reduced to very small, very insignificant, but whatever they may do. But it is the destiny of Islam to spread, and it is bound to spread, but not through any act of terrorism, nor through any military force. But it is going to be through the promised Messiah and Mahdi, and through that message which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, the message of the Quran, which is love and affection. And that message, which is based on the religion of nature, the natural religion, the religion of Islam. So we should try our best to spread this message as much as possible. Whatever effort these newspapers may make, but the members of parliament, whatever they may like to do, or even the governments, they may do whatever is possible for them. Or the representatives, or the leaders of other religions, they may do whatever they can do. But Allah Almighty has decreed that nobody can stop. Recently, the member of parliament in Holland, who is making his own party, he has been thrown out of his party because he was very, very strong, having strong views against Muslims and Islam. And he is very active against Islam. He has given another statement recently, which is about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very insulting. There is no need to repeat that. About the Holy Quran, he has also very bad and very obnoxious statements have been given by this man. And he is so advanced in enmity against Islam that when these cartoons were published, he put those cartoons on the website and praised them. So Allah Almighty will deal with these people. And about the Holy Quran, the statement which he has made, he says that according to the report, that Islam promotes terrorism, therefore it should be banned. and God forbid the half of the Quran should be torn into pieces. He is also making a film against the Holy Quran. He is in the process of that. First he planned to release, but he has not been able to do so because there are a lot of Muslim organizations are there. The Jamaat is also writing. And then the name of that film is Fitna, the disorder. Somebody asked him that, what are you going to show in that one? He said that we will show that when you deal with these non-Muslims, you cut their necks. And he says that I will show that after the kidnapping, the heads are chopped off in Iraq and other countries. So there seems to be a big conspiracy against this filmmaking as well. But there is also a reaction against that over there, and the government has held some meeting with all the imams of the various mosques. The Jamaat also wrote letters of protest and written to the Queen as well and to the Member of the Parliament. And they wrote it very clearly that this type of actions are going to destroy the peaceful society and the environment that we have. And also along with the letters, they also attached the address which I delivered in one of the peace conferences. The member of the parliament and other people, several other people, they have shown a positive reaction to that one. The speaker of the assembly has written that I have circulated your letter to all members of the parliament. And the Queen has also mentioned in her Christmas message that anybody who is creating disorder in society or by hurting the people, everybody should avoid from doing so. And he has also sent a message to the Prime Minister. This wilder person, he has also started and he has written to the parliament that the Queen has referred to me and some action should be taken against her. So these are the efforts of these people. Allah Almighty is from among them creating such people, raising such people who are opposing that, and there is a large number of such people who are opposing these activities. May Allah increase the number of those people who are opposing that, and may Allah give these people the right guidance. But when the decree of Allah comes into play, then it does its job and doesn't leave anybody alone. The attack on the Holy Quran, a Canadian Christian missionary, Don Richardson, has written a book a few years ago, 3-4 years ago. The Secrets of Quran is the name of that book. This is also, it is full of enmity and rancor of heart. And after writing the translation of the various verses of the Quran, he has written very cleverly that in every place he has picked up few verses and he got hold of various translations of those verses. And the translation done by Chaudhry Muhammad Zafrullah Khan Sahib, he also took some part of that. And after criticizing on that translation, he says that the actors, the people in Bible, instead of mentioning as they are mentioned in Bible, they are mentioned in a different way. And I am surprised. He says that instead of Arabic, they are mentioned in an English style. And the word Talut is written in Talut without any change. And he says that this has been done with this intention that God forbid this would be this through this they would be able to conceal the mistakes of the Holy Prophet in Arabic language. This is the style of our translation. If he is such an honest person, then he should have looked at the 5-volume commentary which were provided to him. I have not been able to see the translation by Chaudhry Sahib, but the commentary where this verse is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah in relation to Hazrat Dawood, there in the footnote, the words used in the Bible, they have also been mentioned. The full book was not available. I just looked at that reference. I have asked for that book to be sent. And whatever passages or pages I have been able to see of that book, the enmity and hatred against Islam is quite evident. And in one place he has written that there are very free thinkers, Americans, they believe that 1.3 billion Muslims, those who believe in the Holy Quran, then there must be some message which is based on truth. That is why these people believe in that. So he writes that this is actually the mistake, the misunderstanding of those Americans. There is no truth, he says, in the Holy Quran. And then he writes that about President Bush, he writes that he is a good man, but just like a lot of Western, he is totally ignorant of the teachings of the Holy Quran. Because after 9/11, he named the struggle against the people as crusades, and the name of religious war was given to that, the activity. And no advisor ever advised him. And then the summary is given in this way, that he might have considered it to be crusade, but he should not mention it openly, because it gives a wrong impression about Christianity. So this is the extent of the hatred and enmity against the Holy Quran and the Islam. But all these enemies of Islam, they should always remember that this is actually the teaching about which Allah Almighty has mentioned that this is going to be victorious. And this is the decree of Allah Almighty. And their activities, their might, their strength, their finance, and nothing can stop that. But it's very sad to note that some of the Muslim governments, it's very sad to note that some of the Muslim governments, that instead of, in spite of the fact that they are Muslims, but they have forgotten their objective, their physical grandeur and glory, that is what they are aiming for. And as a result of that worldly glory, knowingly or unknowingly, they are weakening the cause of Islam so that their worldly glory should be perpetuated. In one American book in America, it is mentioned there that whatever is being done, actually the Muslim countries, the leaders of them, they also have some role in it, because they want to grab the power, the wealth of the world. And these Muslim states should also be getting a share of that. And but these the people of those countries do not know anything about that. They do not get any share of that. Allah Almighty, those people whose hearts are filled with enmity, Allah Almighty has mentioned about these people, because they are the people who are always trying to find fault with Islam. Their hearts are as hard as stones. And this teaching of the Holy Quran is not going to benefit these people if their hearts are so hard like stones. And their hearts are filled with rancor and enmity and ill will against Islam, and they are used to it, enmity. And they are insisting on remaining in the same condition. How can they benefit from this fountain of pure water? Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ. That surely this is a glorious Quran. It is in a book, and no one can touch it except those who are really purified. So before these verses, Allah Almighty says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. I make these cluster of stars as witness. So if we include this verse, including this verse, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explained, and by saying, and he says that I swear in the name of the cluster of stars. And this is a great witness if you only know. And this statement and evidence is for this reason, that this Quran is a glorious book and its teaching is not against the tradition of Allah Almighty. And this the teaching of that is written in the book of nature. It is hidden in the nature of every human being. Every human being. And only those people are able to get it. Only those people can get it whose hearts are pure. Here Allah Almighty has sworn in the name of these clusters that as these stars, because of their height, they appear like tiny dots, but they are not like that, but actually they are very, very big. Similarly, the Holy Quran, because of its lofty position and greatness, for the ordinary people it is hidden from the eyes of those people. And those people who are able to see properly, they will be able to appreciate that. And in this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran. The deeper meanings of the Holy Quran has been pointed out in this verse. And Allah Almighty has referred to that one, that they are given to the special people of Allah Almighty. Why they are for these people? Because they are the people who are purified with the hand of Allah Almighty. And nobody can object to that point, that if Allah Almighty has been given to the knowledge only to select a few people, why Allah Almighty is going to question other people? Because the teaching of the Holy Quran, which is the standard of accountability, it can be understood even by an ordinary people. There is a depth in it, but ordinary people, if they want to understand, they can understand. And it is not that difficult that anybody could be totally unaware of that. If it is not able to be understood by ordinary people, then it would be if that had been the case, then although deeper meanings are there, but ordinary people can also get to some extent of that meaning, and they can easily understand that. If that had not been the case, then the whole system of tabligh would have been defected. How it was possible to teach the teachings of Holy Quran to the people, and how can these people understand that? So the teaching of Islam to some extent can be understood by all people, and the deeper meanings are not the yardstick of salvation. So therefore the special meanings are disclosed and given to those people whose hearts are purified. And Huzoor says that the full perception of the message of the Holy Quran is the standard of increasing in faith. And that knowledge has been given to special people, because these are the people who really are firmly rooted in the oneness of Allah, and those who are very perfect in their faith and action. Huzoor says that the acquiring of the worldly knowledges and to be aware of that, it is not required that a person should be pure-hearted. A person who is very filthy of heart, he, and whatever bad actions he might be doing, he can also get degrees and worldly knowledge. But so far as the religious knowledge is concerned, it is not like this that anybody can get it. In order to get that religious knowledge, the requirement of piety and righteousness is there. As Allah Almighty says, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. That those people who wish to get the religious knowledge, it is imperative for him to increase in piety and righteousness. And the more he would become pious, the more knowledge he will get. And then if he wants to go further, then he has to increase in piety. And as soon as he will acquire higher stages of piety, he will also increase in his knowledge. So the Holy Quran, those who are standing far away and looking at this teaching, and because of their enmity and hatred, they don't want to come closer to this teaching, but sometimes they are trying to put other people off and mislead them. They are playing the role of a Satan. As he said, these people are exactly following in his footsteps. So in order to understand the Holy Quran, the first thing is that their hearts should be pure, and they should be increasing in their piety. And if they become pious at heart, then they will be able to understand. And in order to get more knowledge, they will have to have more piety. So this is the standard for the understanding of the Holy Quran. So now you look at that lady which I mentioned earlier on, that she read the translation of the Holy Quran and became a Muslim. I don't know which translation she read, whether it was correct or not, but she was influenced anyway, impressed by that. So in order to understand the Holy Quran, basically the goodness of heart is essential, and to try to find the hidden meanings and the beauties of the Quran is very essential. And it's very essential to come close and to study this. But if like these Christian missionaries, if they are just criticizing, they won't be able to see anything at all. They would be just like an ignorant person who looks at the stars from far away and then considers them just a tiny spot which is shining. Regarding these foolish people, Allah Almighty has explained it very well, that the teaching of the Holy Quran is not given. These people whose hearts are filled with rancor and enmity against Islam, they do not get benefit out of it. If there is a shifa and healing and benefit is there in the teachings of the Holy Quran, that is for the believers. And those are the people who are going to get blessings. Are those people get the blessings, are those who are open-minded and then ponder over it. If he wants to purify oneself, the inner soul, then it is done by the believers. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. That we reveal from the teaching of the Holy Quran, which is a healing and a blessing for the believers, and the unjust people do not get any blessing out of it except in loss. They go increasing in loss. So when we present, when we listen to these things from the opponents of Islam, these things which they say against Islam, these things actually increase our faith more in Islam, because Allah Almighty has mentioned the same thing in the Holy Quran already, and in relation to various prophets it is mentioned there. Then these things are mentioned for the purpose that this is the nature of those people who are following Satan, and these are the people who do like that. This is the nature of those people who are following in the footsteps of Satan and criticize the text of the Quran, in the message of the Quran. And if it is about the non-believers, then this is a prophecy that in future as well such people are going to be there, who would become simply blind in their enmity. And And in spite of the fact that they will be living in developed countries, and in spite of the fact that they would be representing various religions, and they would be the so-called champions of their societies and cultures, but their activities will show it very clearly that their worldly appearance, their apparent position is simply a deception. These are actually like sick people, and their sickness is going to increase. And these are the people who cannot get any blessing from the greatest benefactor of mankind. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, "Takama anzalna alal muqtasimin." Allazina jalul Qurana izin. فَوَا رَبِّكَ لَنَسَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That from this wrath, that as we brought this wrath on those people who were divided, those who also considered the Holy Quran to be the collection of untrue things in the name of Allah, surely we are going to put them to account, bring them to account about those things which they have been doing. So this principle is for all times, and it was not only for the Meccans. For those people who used to tease the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these used to excel one another. This Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is for all times to come. So this treatment of Allah with those people who harmed him and tortured him, it is not only at that time. Even those people who are making a mockery of him at this time are those who refute the teachings of the Holy Quran. Will they be spared from the wrath and the punishment of God? Allah Almighty has made it very clear, and Allah Almighty has the great regard for the honor of these people, and He does. If today these enemies of Islam, if they have started attacking the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have divided their roles between them, so that from various angles, in various ways, they can make the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the target of their mockery. And through the newspapers, through the books and the TV programs, and also through the films, documentaries, if these are the various jobs that they have divided among them, and they say that they say that God forbid the teaching of the Holy Quran is wrong, the Christian missionary in Canada is said like that, and in the book he has tried to prove that. But Allah Almighty says that don't consider that you will be left alone and no action will be taken against you. You will be accounted for. You will come for accountability for this thing, and you should be ready for the punishment if you do not change. And the punishment, how Allah Almighty is going to give to that? He is the master. He has his own ways. But in principle, this point is very clear that he has full regard for the honor of his righteous people and pious people. And he shows that love in favor of these people by punishing the enemies, and their actions are not going to be to go unpunished. And they will not be left alone. And when the time of punishment will be there, then no false god will come for their rescue. And Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and this point has been repeated time and again, repeatedly this has been mentioned, that this is the last message from Allah Almighty, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last law-bearing prophet. Permanent parts of the teachings of previous laws have been made a part of it. And certain such things have been included which were never mentioned in the Holy Quran in the previous teachings. But these people do not think over it. They do not purify their hearts. They don't ponder over it. Don't go to understand the deeper meaning of it. But instead of saying that 1.3 billion people, by looking at them, people should not consider that the teaching is right. These people should think over it and ponder very carefully that this is the only book which is safe and secure in its original form. And Allah Almighty has given the promise that it is going to remain like that. Recently there was a news item that in some places they have made some investigation in a different way, and they are trying to prove that the Holy Quran is not secure in its original and pure form. So whatever effort they may make, but they cannot refute the claim of Allah Almighty and the promise of Allah Almighty. So therefore, instead of treading on the wrong path, they should pay attention to this word of advice, which Allah Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Then surely we have, for advice, for seeking advice and guidance, we have made it easy. Is there anybody who is willing to get benefit from it? And this is mentioned repeatedly in Surah Qamar. And after each, there the mention of the punishment of some nation. The first Aad is mentioned, then Samud, and then the people of Lot, and then the people of Pharaoh. These nations have been mentioned. All these communities, they refuted the prophets of their time, and then they had to face the punishment from Allah, from God. So if the eyes of mercy, if these people may benefit from that and do not advance in their aggression against Islam, then Allah Almighty is very merciful. So we have, we say this with the sympathy in our heart for these people, that they should fear Allah Almighty. The teaching of Islam, the teaching of the Holy Quran, is a combination of all the codes of conduct, and it takes the people to the high standard of spirituality. It takes them to the high standard of morals. And every person who has got even the least understanding, there is a guidance for everyone. So this is also a point in it, that if you do not understand, then instead of criticizing, you should be lamenting your own lack of wisdom instead of criticizing the Holy Quran. The teaching of Quran is according to human nature. So, but for that purpose, you have to have a pure heart. Without that, you can't understand. And you need somebody who is a purifier. Today, by the grace of Allah, Ahmadiyya Jamaat is there who has got the understanding and of the Holy Quran. And you come and get this understanding from the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. May Allah give them the wisdom and understanding, and safeguard them from that punishment about which the warning has been given. And this time is a time of prayer. So pray for the Muslim Ummah extensively, that they should forget their internal enmities, and they should be united for the lofty purpose, and they should understand the signs of Allah. And only then they will be safeguarded from all types of calamities. And this is the thing which can protect them from the attacks of these attackers, from attackers on Islam. Huzur says that there is a sad news which I would like to mention. Bisharat Ahmad Mughal Sahib, who lived in Karachi, on 24th of February, some people shot him dead, and he was martyred. He was 50 years old. Early in the morning, 6 o'clock, he was going for prayer. He has not yet reached the mosque. And after a while, his son informed that my father has been shot dead. The sweepers, they told that somebody came on a motorbike, and they fired and killed him and ran away. He was hit by 4 or 5 bullets. One was went across the neck, and the other one hit his chest and heart. So he was taken to hospital, but he couldn't survive. He accepted Ahmadiyyat in 88 along with his family and children. He was working in Karachi. He was very bold and very courageous person, and he was very helpful to other people. very regular in his prayer, and he used to take other people while going for prayers. He used to knock at their doors, and particularly at the Fajr time, he used to do so. He worked very hard, and he also was able to establish a mosque in a colony, and he was a Musi. He was originally belonged to Faisalabad, but nowadays he was living in Karachi. From Faisalabad, he was belonged to Lathiyanwala, and his janaza was held in Rabwa, and the burial took place there. His wife and five children are there, are the survivors. May Allah exalt his station and ranks in paradise, and also give steadfastness and solace to his wife and children, and to follow his good example. And also, Allah Almighty may punish these criminals.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
Except I forgot that after the Juma prayer I will be leading the janaza prayer of this martyr, inshallah.
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.